see you have picked to be my slave now.
Ted, don't be a fag and turn it off again.
You silly dick fucker. Why would I do some gay shit like that?
I don't know, Ted, but whatever, dude.
What was that?
That was your mother.
That was my mom. Holy shit.
Today, we're going to do a rock and roll show, and we're going to feature some rock and roll.
Who would have thought? You know what rock and roll is? I don't think anyone knows what the fuck rock and roll is now.
Well, we're going to show them, Ted.
All right.
We're going down that monster highway of rock and roll
with the Monster Highway of Rock and Roll.
Kill Company. They're out of Stockholm, Sweden. We're gonna play Rock and Roll Highway.
Seems like a lot of the Swedes know what's up these days, huh?
Yeah, I won't get into that because I know it's a little weird. Rock and Roll Highway and Go Bad. The Go Bad features Helicopter's guitarist Robert Dahlquist, a.k.a. Stringin, on this release.
Stringin.
He's good buddies with these guys, especially the singer. He's kind of a local nutcase over there. Everybody knows him.
Well, the nutcases make the best fucking rock and roll.
No, he's literally in and out of mental hospitals and everything else. But we're going to play these two songs, and they are off their album on Zodiac Killer Records called Matchbox Fever. And here's Rock and Roll Highway.
All right.
Dang it! We'll be right back.
yourself now. Your friend is fucked. I'm dead. Why your friend?
Yeah.
All right, that was the Dead Vikings song for Dead Beat. That's off their album Electric Demon, available on our website.
And they're from Japan.
Yes, they're from Japan.
They're like the Japanese Electric Frankenstein.
Yes, they are.
Slash helicopters.
Okay, Ted.
Okay,
take
yeah.
Take your pill.
Go ahead and be a dickhead.
Stop it, Ted. And then we have the specimens from Australia. With Head Straight. That is the weed smoking song, Ted.
There's one thing that Ron can't do, it's keep his head straight.
Alright. Next we're going to play some Electric Frankenstein. One of my favorite bands ever. I think Ted likes them too. Not in a gay way.
I think they're kind of cool.
But maybe in a gay way.
And Ron likes it up the butt kind of way.
Oh my god, Ted. Ted's lucky I'm sick. These guys are coming to the Depot in York, Pennsylvania, September 7th, with Holly 750 and SA, the Zodiac Killer Records Tour. It was going to be $10, you're going to have to find the money, I don't know where the fuck you're going
to
get it.
You're going to have to steal some money from your mom's purse.
Or maybe some prescription drugs, or...
You know.
If you're like Ted, you can get $2 to throw at the truck stop, you know, that's always good for you. That guy was definitely speeding.
That's funny. I bet you guys are laughing right now, but I bet Ron's sitting on something.
We're live at Zodiac Killer Manor on the porch. Val's over there. She's going in the house now, I think. Hi, Val.
No, she's not going into the house, actually.
We're here.
She's here to confirm what you're sitting on.
Alright, so I picked Burn Bright, Burn Fast off of their album of the same name that we have out on the Zodiac Killer Records.
That says Blackout, because that's probably what you motherfuckers do if you're listening to this shit.
That's what Steve Miller does after he's done playing.
Or while he's playing.
Anyway, these guys are great guys. You should come see them. It's only going to be $10.
Only 10 smackaroos, kiddies.
And check it out. Here's Burn Bright, Burn Fast.
Sun was a shooting star instead, and what I am to you, I have now become. And in the name of greed, the profit when you bleed. Could have been a bright sun, but was a shooting star instead. They wanted you high. Well, they gave you golden wings and told you you can't fly.
Burn, 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 burn
Welcome back to the Zodiac Killer Radio Show.
Live!
From your mom's house!
I liked it when you yelled into the mic like that last time. Anyway, that was Electric Frankenstein.
We love Electric Frankenstein.
Yes, we love them. September 7th at the Depot, $10.
In York. Be there!
The next band we're going to play, we did a split CD with them, with Electric Frankenstein and this band, The Hit Priest, from London, England. And we also did another split with the Sonic Negroes in this band called Dog Fight.
How did they get their name?
I don't know. I guess they're hip and they're priests.
I'd like to know the secret behind the Sonic Negroes name.
Oh, those guys. I don't know.
They're Sonic! And they're Negroes!
I almost got in a fight with a guy on tour one night because he kept asking me that. He said, there's already Turbo Negro. Why is it gotta be Sonic Negroes? I'm like, get the fuck away from me.
There's too many Negroes to deal with.
He kept pushing the issue. So finally I pushed him and I walked away and he didn't follow me.
I wouldn't want to deal with all those Negroes, if you know what I mean, Ron.
Anyway, this is The Hit Priest, Smells Like Rock and Roll.
Got no place to play. No one's taking to it. Got a sense of me.
Zodiac Killer Mansion.
Ain't no mansion, buddy. We are holding the porch here in the Corvallis open air. We have a peanut gallery, Carlsberg Strangler, and Ted's girlfriend. She is not imaginary.
She is not imaginary. I repeat, I am not a faggot.
Anyway, that was the Kids of Zoo, which is Tim Wall from The Specimens. Great Australian band we have here on Zodiac Killer Records.
Yeah.
And that song is called Hitler, and it's from their demo that they sent me for a possible LP.
I love definitely have enough songs for it to be an LP.
It's definitely good stuff, too. We just need to develop an audience.
Can you hear that over there? In the left corner. That was the right corner, but in the left corner, you can hear beers cracking.
We're going to do some Disguster next from Orange County, California. These guys are the kings of the fucking world out there.
And it's absolutely disgusting.
No, it's about the fucking Obama Salama and all that shit. It's called The End of the End.
It's about Obama's mommy's salami. And it goes like this.
Yeah.
Bitch.
See, you got no sense.
a chosen one across the sky, but not around. Spread the disease of the mastermind. You see, desire, but not in time. To the government to call, and you got no time. The life you love ain't from a van, and dying in the fields of the genocide. Yeah! I'm right now, loading up my gun. Evil destruction, baby, I'm a new son. I'm right now, I got to make my peace. I'm busting out and holding out a new day. No, more trouble, just here it comes. In the eye of the storm, I'm a chosen one. Across the sky, but not I rise. Spreading the disease of the mess of mine. You see, just I, but not in time. To make a call, and you got no time. Stand and fight for your life. Like a blade to the wrist, that is suicide.
I hope you faggots aren't flogging your Molly, because we have plenty of other shit to go around.
Shut up, kid.
Fuck off.
That was New Song by the Hitchhikers. They're also from Orange County, California.
Which features a member of the Humpers.
Yes, Mitch Humper Cartwright was a longtime bass player in the Humpers. Kind of sounds like the Humpers.
Seems like there's a shitload of Cartwrights.
Yeah.
There's a Cartwright in... Is it Kid PA?
I don't know. I think
is it KPA or is it that other band?
It's in the line.
Yeah, the line.
The
Lebowski's. Yeah. The Lebowski's.
Anyway, Disgusting and Hitchhiker share a drummer, George. And he's fucking badass. And we have a split CD by these two bands, Disgusting versus the Hitchhikers. We also have albums by both bands, Disgusting, Not So Sweet, and the Hitchhikers.
Yeah.
The Hitchhikers have an album with us. It's called something I can't remember.
But that's okay.
It's supposed to be here.
So we have plenty of fine tunes for you guys.
Hitchhikers have a new 7-inch. We're going to be playing that on our next show.
7 inches. That's how much you wish you had, right, Ron? 7 inches.
That's U minus 5, right,
Kevin? Yeah, no.
Anyway, this next song we're going to do is by The Cynics, and it was recorded live in Harrisburg at the Harrisburg Reservoir Park Band Shell.
From Ron's high school cafeteria.
Well, from my second alternative music fest in 1993, right after GDL.
1993, how old would I have been?
About 4.
I'm 25, so...
Well, I was right, about 6.
Ron's about 80 now, so...
But this was put out on a compilation, the Ultra Under compilation by Jeff Dahl. It's Ultra Under Volume 2. It's really cool. We're also going to play the Neurotones, Burned Out, from the same comp. So let's have at it. Here's The Cynics, Baby What's Wrong.
Baby, what's wrong with me? I can't seem to turn your
choice, but he never chooses. He got the bad eyes, the eyes are so good. If I could open up, I'd let you in. Same room, open our eyes, see what we're missing here for our 10 years. Maybe they miss it. Baby, what's wrong with me? Can't seem to turn your head. Baby, what's wrong with me? Oh, it's going on. Baby, what's wrong with me? Can't seem to turn your pretty little head. Baby, what's wrong with me? Yeah, I know it's going on.
That was the Cynics and the Neurotones. The Neurotones song is called Burned Out. Fucking great song.
I'm pretty fucking burned out.
Even Ted could like that song.
Yeah, even me. Go figure.
Next up, we're going to play some Holly 750 from Denver, Colorado. The song's called Death Machine. It's from their demo to the original version.
And it's really fucking... It's fucking awesome!
We got a couple records by these guys. We got Prison Rolls. We got a split with Anti-Scene and Holly 750. We got their demo, Death Machine. But these guys are going to be here September 7th at the Depot with SA from Houston.
You said it might be an 18 and over show.
No, it's going to be 21 plus. We're not doing
this. Yeah, that's bullshit, isn't it, kids?
With Electric Frankenstein and SA. It's the Zodiac Killer Records Tour, Holly 750 versus SA. Anyway, here's Death Machine.
Death Machine, motherfucker! We'll be right back.
came to get high.
So let's get high and fuck some sluts.
Oh my goodness, that was good. Woo.
Some good shit, wasn't it, Ron?
Yeah, we only came to get high, you know how we roll. Let's remember our latest LP, Dwarves Are Born Again, the greatest rock and roll band ever. We still have 10-inch available here.
That's right, fake what Ron ID, bitch. Said.
We got a couple test pressings.
All dwarves are born gay.
Wait, we have fake ID. We don't have fake ID, bitch. Those are all going. We have the pink, but not the blue and the purple.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ted doesn't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
Next up, we have a band from Houston, Texas. These are my homeboys. Whatever I need, these guys got me taken care of. They're from Houston. They will be here with Holly 750. Holly suggests you fuckers come. MissionTickets.com, $10.
Yeah.
This song is called... that one's for Brandon.
It's called...
This song's called Jesus Lives in Northside. The Vato Ain't No Jew. From their CD on Zodiac Killer Records, Loud Death Chaos.
Come on, Scott. What's up, penis lickers? That means you, Ron.
Ted, don't start. That was the Strutting Cox with Spitfire. That song is about a killer dive bar in Cleveland. We found it on the White Trash Tour. They have chicken wire and video camera. It's fucking great.
Sounds like a good bar to get drunk at.
Fireworks. Oh, yeah, dude. The shows are free, and the beer is cheap as fuck, and it's just amazing. And it's in a very bad neighborhood.
You'll wake up to a good time.
So it looks like we're doing some Sonic Negroes next. A little Miss
Massacus. There's Sonic Negroes, you say.
Yes, those Swedish boys that were here a couple times.
Those Swedish Negroes.
The ones that outdrank the fuck out of you, Ted.
They outdrank the fuck out of you.
Yeah, they outdrank the fuck out of you.
Whatever, I just need to
and
take a nap.
That was actually Pat. Pat fell asleep on the floor, remember? And Merle was humping him?
Yeah.
You were on the couch.
I was still awake.
Well, yeah, you were still awake. I'll give you that.
So I outdrank one of the Sonic Negroes.
Well, no, Pat was the guy from the tattoo shop up the street.
Okay. Pat. So I ain't drinking.
Pat, you know who you are.
I outdrank a Pat, but not a Sonic Negro. They're no, too Sonic.
The Sonic Negroes polished off 2 bottles of moonshine that we got at the state store before the gig, then a case of beer, then they outdrank all my friends here at my house. For the record.
Those Negroes sure know how to drink, don't they, Ron?
Anyway, we're going to give you 2 in a row here. Sonic Negroes, Little Miss Masochist, and then their Canadian buddies, the Orphans. With
I want to know who they wrote that song about.
Your sister. This is from their album, Honky Bastard Blues, Little Miss Masochist.
Yeah, it's about Ron's knuckle children.
Named Ted.
Ron Jr.
I am Junior, you dipshit.
Ron the third.
Stop it.
Fuck it.
Someplace I've never been. Throw it up for me.
What's up, fuckhole?
Well,
Ron's choking and smoking on that,
that was
green,
the,
green grass.
That was the Orphans. With Driven from a four-song demo they sent us called 44.
44 ounces of Ron's grandma's
Ted,
plot
you
hair.
Wish you could play like that, don't you?
I wish that you would shut your plot hole.
Ted, what are we playing next, Ted? Do you have any idea?
No, I don't. You're the one with the playlist.
Guess you've been warned. Now your democracy is starting to dread. Now your hypocrisy is starting to dread. Another criminal is out of the bed. Yeah. Take it or leave it, cause that's all I can take. Another leader's just another mistake. Now your democracy is starting to dread. Now your hypocrisy is starting to dread. Another criminal is out of the bag. So let's go ahead.
Burping up the $2 he just made. That second song was Youngster on the Force by The Left. who will be at Johnny Joe's July 7th with the Victims and Where Evil is Dead.
And they're from England, right?
No, they're from Hagerstown, Maryland.
They're from Hagerstown and they're mocking the English motherfuckers.
Youngster on the Force?
Sham 69 would take a big shit on their head.
I don't think so.
Well, fuck you.
And now that song is on Bonafide Records CD, Jesus Loves the Left.
And Ron loves Jesus.
Yes, I love Jesus. Love me some Jesus. Where are we at, Ted?
You tell me. You're the one with the,
We're at the end of our fucking show, Ted.
We are at the end.
We're gonna play a couple more here by
the
Ramones.
We're at the end of the show, but we're not at the end of the case.
No, we're not. We're gonna play some Ramones. Do you remember Rock and Roll Radio?
No.
And I Believe in Miracles Live, 1992, Barcelona, Spain, off of Loco Live. We'll talk to you next time. Ted will try not to be such a dick.
And Ron will try not to be such a scrotum bag.
Oh.